I'm Rick Henson with this sports update for Saturday, August 31st, 2013 on KJAN.com. In high school football action Friday night in Class 3A, it was Atlantic over Clarinda 7-3, a game you might have heard here on KJAN. Glenwood downing Red Oak 43-13. Creston beat Sheraton 50-20. Perry was a 45-14 winner over Greene County. Also in Class 3A, Harlan beat Denison 28-6. It was Dallas Center Grimes over ADM 34-21. In Class 2A, East Mills beat Shenandoah 28-7. Otibold Arthur BCIG was a 22-19 winner over IKM Manning. Canberra Catholic beat Carroll 7-6. In Class 1A high school football, St. Albert downed Griswold 58-23. It was AHST over Tri-Center 20-14. Mount Air beating Nottoway Valley 44-0. Panorama was a 28-14 winner over Guthrie Center. Underwood beat Trainer 19-7. West Central Valley of Stewart beat Clark of Osceola in 1A 46-7. And it was Logan Magnolia over Missouri Valley 42-14. In Class A, Central Decatur beat Bedford 40-6. Southeast Webster Grand was a 28-7 winner over Woodward Academy. Riverside beat Audubon 15-14. It was Van Meter over Earlham 35-0. Ogden beating Woodward Granger 7-0. Martinsdale St. Mary's over Southeast Warren 47-7. And Madrid beating Des Moines Christian 30-7 in Class A. Also in Class A, District 8, Sloan of Westwood beat Woodbury Central Mobile in triple overtime 42-40. It was Maple Valley over West Monona 42-20. Eight-man football action last night saw East Union beat Moravia 40-6. Lamoni was a 60-12 winner over Grandview Park Baptist. Northeast Hamilton Blairsburg down Ankeny Christian Academy 52-13. Murray was a 64-28 winner over Mormon Trail. And Adair Casey beat Colo Nesco 69-6. Also in eight-man action, District 7, it was Charter Oak Ute over Whiting 81-50. Coon Rapids Baird downing Arweva 56-8. Exira EHK beat Boyer Valley 40-8. And in District 8 of eight-man play, it was Sydney over Nishtabotna 56-18. Southwest Valley over Stanton 60-12. River Valley beating Cam 66-12. And Lennox over Essex South Page 56-8. In college football action, Iowa's one-point win over Illinois in last season's opener felt like an escape for the Hawkeyes. Iowa would view a similar result today in Iowa City as a sign of progress. Nearly everything about these programs has changed in the 12 months since they last met. The Hawkeyes finished their last season with a six-game losing streak, while Northern Illinois responded with 12 straight wins, a Mid-America Conference title, and a berth in the Orange Bowl. The Huskies enter Kinnick Stadium today with new coach Rod Carey. The expectations for Northern Illinois remain high, and hardly anyone would be shocked if the Huskies finish Iowa off in the rematch. Pregame for that action gets underway at 12:30 with a kickoff at 2:30 from Iowa City right here on KJAN. In NFL news, Tyler Bray knows that he's probably not going to get a whole lot of snaps in a game the rest of the year as the Kansas City Chiefs' third-string quarterback. Bray made the most of the ones he got in their preseason finale Thursday night. He threw for 169 yards and three touchdowns as the Chiefs sat their starters in a 38 victory over the Green Bay Packers. Bray was mostly going against fellow third-teamers on the Packers' defense, but the performance was still impressive enough to leave Kansas City buzzing, especially considering Bray was passed over by all 32 teams in the NFL draft. He signed with the Chiefs as a free agent and has already locked up the number three job behind Alex Smith and Chase Daniel. In Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals suddenly have company atop the National League Central. The Pittsburgh Pirates won a pivotal head-to-head match to tie up the Cardinals for the division lead Friday night. Garrett Jones homered and drove in four runs in the 5-0 victory. Pittsburgh is within four victories of its first winning season in 21 years. Also in the majors, David Ortiz hit a two-run single that gave Boston a 4-0 lead in the fourth inning of a 4-3 triumph over the Chicago White Sox. The Red Sox now lead the AL East by 3.5 games after the second-place Tampa Bay Rays fell 4-3 at Oakland. Yu Darvish had a no-hitter until Chris Herman and Justin Morneau hit back-to-back homers to turn a 2-0 deficit into Minnesota's 3-2 triumph over the Rangers. Alfonso Soriano and Ichiro Suzuki each hit two-run homers as the New York Yankees downed Baltimore 8-5 Friday. Julio Teheran was sharp in Atlanta's 2-1 win over Miami, allowing one run and four hits while fanning 8-6 in one-third innings. Ike Davis launched a two-run homer and Daniel Murphy scored from second on the grounder as the New York Mets beat the Nationals in Washington 3-2. Todd Helton homered twice and had six RBIs as Colorado dumped Cincinnati 9-6. Tim Lincecum shattered six hits in six innings of San Francisco's 1-0 shutout of Arizona, which keeps the D-backs six games behind Cincinnati for the final NL wildcard berth. The Dodgers are 10.5 games better than the D-backs in the NL West after Adrian Gonzalez macked a pair of two-run homers to carry Los Angeles to an easy 9-2 win over San Diego. Adam Lind poked a two-run single in the first inning as Toronto turned a four-hit attack into a 3-2 win at Kansas City, ending the Royals' five-game winning streak. Michael Young capped his four-hit afternoon by delivering a tie-breaking single in the ninth inning to complete Philadelphia's comeback in a 6-5 win over the Cubs. Seattle thumped Houston 7-1. And Jared Weaver tossed six scoreless innings, and Grant Green hit a three-run double in the Angels' 5-0 shutout of Milwaukee. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN.com Sports.